Survivor of Monterey Park shooting says dance partner died shielding her with his body. A survivor of the Monterey Park mass shooting described the harrowing scene after 10 people were killed on Saturday and recounted how her dance partner shielded her with his body and died from gunshot wounds. A gunman identified as 72-year-old Hugh Cantran opened fire at the Star Dance Studio on West Garvey Avenue in Monterey Park near the end of that day's Lunar New Year celebration on Saturday, killing 10 people and injuring at least 10 more. One of the survivors, identified only as Sholi, told Los Angeles ABC station CAP that a good friend of hers that she'd been dancing with regularly for around 10 years saved her life by stepping into the line of fire and taking a bullet. Sholi said that she and her 62-year-old dance partner, who she did not wish to identify, were dancing the jive when the gunman entered the studio and opened fire. In the ensuing chaos, she and her dance partner dove under a table to hide, she said, adding that he had likely already been shot but just hadn't realized it yet. Sholi said the shooter left the building to get more ammunition before returning and continuing to fire. After the gunman fled the scene, Sholi said she turned to her partner, who seemed to be unconscious. She said she tried to wake him and noticed blood on her hands. Sholi said she realized her partner had been shot in the back as he shielded her with his body. He was dead, she told the outlet. Of the 10 people wounded in the shooting, 7 remained hospitalized on Sunday night, with at least one in critical condition. What's known about the incident? Police said that the gunman entered the Star Ballroom Dance Studio at around 10 p.m. local time on Saturday and opened fire. A 30-year-old woman who was celebrating the Lunar New Year at her parents' house nearby said she heard the shots but thought they were fireworks. A lot of older people live here, it's usually really quiet, Tiffany Chiu said. This is not something you expect here. After the gunman left the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, he tried to carry out another shooting at a separate club in Alhambra around 20 minutes later, but authorities said bystanders wrested the gun away from him and he ran off. I can tell you that the suspect walked in there, probably with the intent to kill more people, and 2 brave community members decided they were going to jump into action and disarm him, Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna told reporters at a briefing Sunday. Brandon Tsai, who manages the family-run dance hall in Alhambra, was the one who managed to disarm the gunman, according to the New York Times. That moment, it was primal instinct, he told the outlet. Something happened there. I don't know what came over me. Tsai and his family told the outlet that security camera footage shows it was he alone, not 2 individuals like police said, that managed to disarm the suspect. After Tsai took the gun away, the suspect fled. The suspected gunman, who was driving a white van, was on Sunday cornered by authorities in Torrance and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, police said. Luna said that police sandwiched the driver and van with tactical vehicles and bomb squad trucks after pursuing him into a shopping center. He said officers then heard a gunshot and after moving in on the vehicle, they found the driver slumped over the steering wheel. Video shared online showed the moment police swarmed the vehicle. Authorities later identified the shooting suspect as 72-year-old Hugh Cantran, with Luna saying that evidence in the van linked the vehicle to the shooting. Unclear motive. Investigators have not commented on a possible motive, but a prominent member of the local community said they believe it could be related to a domestic dispute. Chester Chong, a community leader in the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, told ABC 7 that the suspect's wife was invited to the dance studio event without him, saying that jealousy could be involved in the tragedy. None of the victims have been identified, though Luna told reporters that the 5 men and 5 women appeared to be over 50 years old. President Joe Biden has offered his condolences. While there is still much we don't know about the motive in this senseless attack, we do know that many families are grieving tonight, or praying that their loved one will recover from their wounds, he said in a statement. Monterey Park has a large population of Asian immigrants and Asian Americans, and is located about 10 miles from downtown Los Angeles. Reuters and the Associated Press contributed to this report.